Okay, so we did last time, and I realized there's a little bit of a problem. Okay, a little bit. Not major, but a little bit. So maybe we'll have to revisit. So if you recall, we basically showed from some research that tvua is not defined produce, right? Grains, right? It's not defined as grains, as tvua, until it's a shlish. That's open. Until it's a third of the way, a third ripened. Even though they are edible prior to that point. Okay, they are edible. And that was Tosas openly said that. They are edible. But apparently they don't get the shame tvua. This is like the chashivas of tvua we were saying, as such. The tefillah is a special kind of an item. So even though it's edible prior to that point, it's not choshev enough to get the shem tefillah. Even though it's a food and it's edible. Right? And we said it's machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, as opposed to whether or not the Isser Chadash was chal on something before a third. According to Rashi, the way the Rav developed, it's not usser until it's a pre, until it's tefillah. And therefore, you can't have the matir of the omer on it until it's a pre, because there's matir is matir of an isser. If there's no isser, you can't matir. So he held that the isser of chadash is an isser on tefuah. It's a restriction. Certain tefuah you're allowed to eat, certain tefuah you're not allowed to eat. Since it's din of tefuah, until it's a shlish, it's not tefuah. So there's no isser. But but the Rambam held that no. The Isser is not in the Shechal Hashem of Tvua, but it's in the Min of Tvua. It's in the Minim, the five Minim of Tvua. So Min of Tvua means it's the species of the growth, the produce. It doesn't matter if it's fully has a Shem Tvua yet. It's these Minim can't be eaten when they're young, but can only be eaten when they're already Yashan. Right? So therefore, once it's edible, there's an Isser Chalash on it. So the Isser would come out earlier. But not only when it's a shlish, but even when it's earlier. Right? So therefore, you could say the Isser is earlier, and then the Matir could be earlier. So when the Ram says is that the halacha is that something which grows, which is ripens, which takes root before the Omer, right? Something takes root ripen before the Omer. And so which something takes root before the Omer is Mutar. You don't have to say that. That's what you're saying. Is, you know, you could say that that's the din of a matir. The omer is matir, everything which takes root beforehand. But Rashi, we said, the Rav's whole move is that you can't say that according to Rashi, because if it takes root right before the omer and it's not yet a third developed, it's not also, so it can't be a matir. So therefore, you have to say that it's just the first year and now it's the second year. So it's not that it's a matir; it's just that it becomes yasha. Right, so we said, and perhaps you'd argue that the Sveik would work according to Rashi. I'm sorry. Okay, so according to Rashi, we said the Rav says Sveik Sveika, because there's two different types of Heter. There's a Matir, if the thing was already a Shlesh, it was already a Tvo, and the Omer Matir'd it. But then if the thing took root before the Omer, but it just took root, so it's not a Matir, it's just that it's defined as Yashan. So Yashana, so therefore he says two totally different types of Heter, so therefore it's Sveik Sveika. We said, according to the Ram, maybe it wouldn't work. What I realized is, let's say the thing takes root the day before the Omer. Even according to the Rambam, it's hard to say it's edible then. I mean, even though it's edible, yeah, before a shlish, but it's not going to be edible the second you plant the thing. Right? So what about if that's what? But yet the Ram says that that's mutter. Right? If it takes root before the Omer, then it's mutter, then it's mutter lachar Omer. So why is it matir? So you can't say that there's asr and there's a matir, it would seem, because it wasn't a food. So why is it matir once it becomes a shlish? Or once it becomes edible? Why don't you say now it should be asr? Right? Right, because the Rambam says, Kol tvua sheishrisha, this is in the Machal Seros Yod Dalet, Kol tvua sheishrisha kodmar kravas omer, all tvua which takes root before you bring the omer, even though it's not complete until after the Omer, so if you bring it, it's mutter when you bring the Omer, right? So it's that's it. Right? So you see the Omer is Matir. Right? The Kovas Omer is Matir. Or it seems, but the problem is how could it be Matir, right? Doesn't really make sense saying Matir if it's not an Ochal. So it's true you could say it's not Matir, but it's not Tfuah. Because you say the Isser is not dependent on the Shein Tfuah, it's just an Isser in the Min. But if it's Mamish, you just planted it that day, so then it's not an Ochal yet, and therefore it doesn't seem to say, you could, like you say it's Usser and then it's Matir. You could say the same thing as in Rashi. In Rashi, the Rambam won't be that different. They're just different in a detail. But you could say that when it's edible, that in Echonami, the thing really is Asur. Was that the thing, I'm sorry, that you'll say that in that case, really, it's not Asur. And it's not a Matir. It just that the thing is that it's still Tfuah Yashan, it'd be still Yashan. So when it becomes edible after the turnover, after the year's turnover, so then it's gonna emerge in Hatter. It's because now it's 2-year-old stuff, it's not the first year of things. It's the same way as in Rashi. Right? In which case he would have this fake Sveka back. But you could say he'd agree with that. There's no reason to say he doesn't agree with that. The only thing is that the Rambam sounds like there is a case where it's matired by the Omer. Whereas the Ram has a case. He says any tfua, which is Hishrish, takes root before the Omer, becomes mutter by the Omer, even though it's not Nigmar. Right? It's, even though it's not complete before the Omer, it's mutter after you bring the carbon. Right? So what's that case talking about? If it's talking about something which is not edible yet, so then what do you mean it's mutter after you bring the carbon? It's always mutter. Thing is never awesome. Right, so Elamai, you'll say he's talking about something which is not a shlesh yet. It's Esser. But then the Omer's then it's Mutter, then the Omer's Matir. Right? As we're saying is Rashi Ram has a case like that. There's something which is Asr before, even though it's not a shlesh, it's Asr. And the only thing is now the Omer Matirs it. So that's Machlokas. But this Machlokas is just a detail, it would turn out. Machlokas according to Ram and Rashi is just a detail. As you say that the Isser is on any min of Omer, so a min of Tvua, therefore never it's edible. We say, no, it's only once it has a shame Tvua, and therefore it has to be a Shlish. Right, that's the simplest way to go, in which case the Ram would also hold the Sveik Sveik, it's not that much of a difference. In case the Rav's Torah really could work once everybody, and it's like kind of a detail. Right, it's only a detail. Another way to learn in the Rambam is how do you learn if you have a food, because the Isser really is on all Minei Tfuah. All Tfuah, you know, it's Chadash. So you could, say the moment the thing emerges, it's Chadash, and has a Shem Isser. It's Chadash, it's Tfuah Chadasha. And it's also, the only thing is, if you eat it, like, do you say it's not Tfuah Chadasha yet? There's no Isser Achila altogether. What do you say? Look, it's a chavtza shel iser. It's just that if you'd eat it, it's not called eating because it's not edible. But it is a chavtza shel iser, and you could be matir that shem iser through the Hakrovas Omer. And as if you say that there's simply no shem iser until it's a food, so then it doesn't make sense to be matir. There's no shem iser. But you could learn it is a shem iser. It's just that.
When you call that food a food. Is that what you're basically saying?
Yes.
You're basically saying that, but...
Right, but I'm asking a question. That. Is that how could the Rambam say it's mutter? The Isra'chi doesn't kick in until it's already edible, right? Okay. So let's say the minute you plant it. So the Rambam seems to say it's mutter that the Omer is matir. The Omer is matir. So I'm saying is how does it make sense? And not only that, the Omer is matir, and it won't become Osir when it becomes a third. I'm saying is, what do you mean the Omer is matir? How could you matir a thing if it's not a food?
Wouldn't that be based on the definition of when you call a plant a plant?
No, this isn't a plant. This is a food.
When you call that thing a food, edible, or whatever, when you think of it, if the Omer is the acting thing on the object,
right.
You have to know when that object is called an object.
Right.
So it seems that when we're calling it after one third, however long that is,
right.
Whatever is called an object, then it'll take effect. Or are we saying that it's call that object right at the moment because
right.
That's the question.
Yes, right. Well, previously we were saying it's only the object when it's a food. Now I'm saying is maybe the Rambam learns it's Tvuah Chadasha really once it's planted. because it's the min tvua. Once it takes root. Ah, it's not edible. How could you say that there's a shem yeser on the thing, which is asr, and now it's matir through the omer? If it's not even edible, how could it be also a shem yeser? Doesn't yeser mean yeser to eat? So I'm saying is, maybe you could learn it has a shem yeser, it's just that practically you can't eat it yet. But it still doesn't mean you can't matir the yeser. It's like you're matiring the yeser before the yeser expresses itself. But the chafza in the abstract could have a shem yeser. It's tzvachadosha. Because the Rambam says, I'll tell you why I'm saying it. The Rambam, this halacha, that the foods have to be edible. The Rambam has, the question is, how do you learn? If you have davar asr, but it's not edible, do you say that it's simply not the chatzah shel isr, or do you say that it's just that it's not eating? Right? So they're not like a pig. Let's say a pig, which is not edible. So is that simply not pig? It's not isr achila, or it is isr achila, just that you're not over because you're not eating it. I mean, it's kind of funny to say it's a davar isr. But if it's never, ever going to be Esser, it's one thing. But if it's in the middle of ripening, you could say it's a Devar Asr. It's just that it's in a condition where it can't be, you can't violate with it yet. Ram is, anyways, good to know this halacha. Ram is in the Machol Soros Yadalad Yod and Yadalaf. He says, Kol ha'ochalim ha'asurim, all Machol Soros, ino chayvelim ha'chiyochalos in derhana. You're not over until you eat them derhana, the manner of pleasure. By those, it doesn't say achila. Okay, so there are exceptions. Certain achila, even if you don't do it in the derech hana. What does it mean? Ketzer. Harei shehimcha es achila v'gamo kishu cham ad shenich v'gorono mimeno. So let's say you take boiling hot fat, chaylev, and you put it down, you force it down your throat so that it burns your throat. Okay, so it's not really derech hana. You just go, you know, scolding your throat as it goes down. O she'achal chal chaylev chai, or you eat it raw. So it's not derech achila. It's not really edible. It's raw. O she'irev dvarim marim, or you mix in bitter stuff. King on rosh velana l'soch yayin ezech l'soch k'der shel nevela v'achling she'im marim. It's mamish bitter. You make it so, so bitter. It's disgusting. O she'achal chal asr achar she'esriach v'hibish. Ubatal me'ochal adam, or you eat it after it spoils, and it's not ochal adam, right? Spoiled food, spoiled treif. How is that pater? Your pater. V'emirev davar mar v'soch kedera shabas v'chalav v'yayin klay kerem v'achal chayev. But by all these other things, it is like klay mekerem and shabas v'chalav. So it seems like you say it's pater. It's not saying that it's not the chafta. It's just that you're only chayiv, you do the ma'isa, derech achilasam, derech hana. So the isser has to be derech hana. That's the what you're not allowed to do, a certain type of achila. A type of achila, achila shel hana. So if the thing is disgusting or spoiled, it's not that it's not pig, it's just not subject to achila shel hana. So I'd say the same thing by these chadash. It's tzvuah chadash, it is tzvuah chadash. It's the chavta shel isser. It's just that it's not subject yet doing the Maisa Isser, because the Maisa Isser is an Achil Shel Hana. So if you ate it, it wouldn't be, it'd be Pater, because it's not really the Maisa Isser. But it is the underlying Chafta Shel Isser. So if that's the case, maybe say the Omer is Matir, that Shem Isser. Whereas it's like it has the Shem Isser. And the differentiation between the Shem Isser and the Chafta and the actuality of the practicality of that Isser. It's not effective because it wouldn't be called eating. But it's asr b'achila, and then in the moment I could eat it, so then it'll express itself. But I'm saying if that exists, the nafkamina is that you could be matir that. So the omer will be matir. So you could say, according to Rambam, this means the omer is going to be matir. Even though it's not really asr yet. But that's assuming that it's on the min tvuah. If you say the isr is only on the chafta shel tvuah, like Rashi, then you'll say it's not tvuah before that point, so there's no isser. It's a different point. So now this is like this. This is a Gemara on Menachos Ayin of a base. Short little Gemara. But I'm jumping in the middle. But it basically says, Itmar, im hashrisho kodim l'omer ha'omer matiran. So if the thing takes root before the omer, then the omer is matiran. Okay, so this is our halacha. Right, if it takes root before the Omer, the Omer is matir. My kodem Omer. What does it mean before the Omer? Rabbi Yonah Omer kodem Havaas Omer. before the bringing of the Omer. For the bringing of the Omer. Rabbi Yossi bar Zavda Omer called him Ketziras Omer. Before the cutting of the Omer. Okay, I think the Gersos get changed around, the opposites, but whatever. The names might be the opposite now. But is it before the bringing of the Karban Omer? Or is it before the cutting of the Omer? Here's the deal. You cut the Omer, you cut the first cutting at night, right? At night, you start your count of Svira. Then, Svira's Omer starts that night. And then the next day, you bring it as a Karban. You bring the Omer. Okay? So if it takes root in between the Ktsira, the cutting, and the bringing, the Machlokas says, does that come under the Hatter? Do you say that comes under the Hatter or not? Right? That's the question. Yeah, so if you say that it has to be called Ktsira Somer, so it turns out this thing was in Hishrish before the cutting, so therefore it's going to be Aser, and it's not going to be Mutter until next year. Even though practically no one ever says you're not allowed to eat it until you do the Ava, because the Ava is the Matir. Right? But it's going to turn out it's not going to be Matir, and it's not going to be Matir until next year. It's going to be a whole other year. So what do you say? What makes more sense? What should it be? So I guess we have to limit ourselves to, are we talking about, let's start with Rashi. I mean, these things aren't so simple, because it depends how you learn this thing. But let's say it's Rashi. So if the thing takes root early, it's not pshat that it's a Matir. Right, the Omer is not matir the thing. Rather, it's just saying that if it takes root before the Omer, it's a change over the seasons. Then it's a part of last year's crop. And now, when it comes next year, it's already the second year, so it's not chadash. That's not there. So now the question is, if it takes root in between the Ketzira and the Hava, which one is it? Is it part of last year or is it part of this year, right? That's the facts with the Rashi. So what's that question? You're right, okay, good. So Matt and Adam are saying it would seem that it should go by the Ketzira. Because if you want to know when's the changeover of the season, when does this year's planting season end and next year's begin? I'll say it's when you start harvesting. What ends this year's planting season? The harvesting. Once you start cutting it, so that you're done with this year's planting, now you're harvesting this year's and starting the planting next year's. Right? So it would seem the change over the season should be the Reishis Ketzirachan, right? You're not allowed to cut until then. And once you bring the Omer, see, it's not a Matir. In a Matir, you'll say the Karbon is the Matir. But this isn't a Matir idea. This is saying is that the fruit is associated with last year. Last planting season opposed to this one. So I'll say it kicks off the plant, the new season is the Katsir, is the cutting. So if the thing takes root after you began harvesting, what are you going to say? It's part of last year's planting season. You already started harvesting the stuff. So there's already the new season. All right, that makes sense. So what's the svara to say that it's going to be after the bringing of the Omer? It's hard to say that the season goes by the when you bring a karbon. I mean, seasons make sense in terms of when you actually start harvesting the thing. How does the season determine by when you bring a karbon? I mean, bringing a karbon is not a seasonal idea, and to say that's going to be a cutoff, whether it's old or new produce, is a little bit funny. So I say, I think this is Rabbi Zimmer's idea. I can't remember exactly, but the idea is that, see, what happens is that you have the planting season, and the planting season is where you basically, what is planting? It's production of the food, right? I mean, the planting, the growing, that's ideas. It's all steps which lead up to being able to eat the thing, okay? And then once you finish that season, then you eat it, right? So that's the idea. The planting, the season is when you're producing the food, and then the planting season ends when you could eat the food. So it could be with Rashi's holding within this side, he's holding that since it's true you start harvesting. Usually the planting and the preparation ends once you start harvesting. And once you harvest it, you can eat it. That's how it works. You start harvesting and eating it. But here you have a funny thing, because you start harvesting it at night, but you can't eat it until the day, until you end up bringing the carbon. Right? So what he holds is that it's not the harvesting per se, but the harvesting means you're done with the preparation of the thing and now you're eating it. So you cut it and eat it. But since halacha creates an isra achila until the carbon of the akrav is omer, so the planting isn't over until the eating sets in. Because the planting doesn't mean that you're physically doing an action of planting. You're not physically doing planting while after you start cutting it. But it means the plant. What marks the end of the thing is the way you define planting is not by the physical agricultural process, but by the conceptual thing vis-a-vis the ochal, which is the preparation of the ochal. And then what ends the planting season is now when you begin the eating, when you reap the produce. So it means you're benefiting from it. So since halachically there's an esar achila until you bring the carbon, so therefore the planting season doesn't end until you have a heter. So prior to that point, you're cutting it, but that's still part of the preparing it for achila. Normally, harvesting isn't really preparing for achila. It's making it melacha. That's it. But here, you're still involved in the prior steps because you have to cut it and then bring the carbon, and the bringing the carbon makes it achila. So that's the question: is if the end of the planting season defined by the physical process of planting, which ceases once you do katsira, and now it's already part of the next planting season? Would you say it's defined not by the physical process of planting, but by the conceptual identity of planting as the preparation of ochel? In which case, the planting season ends once the ochel now becomes realized, which is at the avos omer. So that's fine within Rashi. Now, if you learn the Rambam agrees with Rashi, then we're okay. So this is all within Rashi, or if you say the Rambam agrees with Rashi, good. But if you learn that the Rambam's learning that the reason why if it takes root before you bring the carbon, before the omer, is because the omer is a matir. We say there's an isser exists in the chafta and the tvua, like we were saying, in the min of the thing, and therefore the isser exists and the omer is a matir. So then the question is something which takes root in between the katsira and the hava. Do you say that the omer is matir? Right. That's what you're gonna have to learn. The question is. Is if it takes root after you cut it, before you bring the omer, do you say that now the omer is matiret? Or do you say, no, the omer is not matiret? And therefore you have to wait till next year. Next year is matir. Right? So what's that question? Right? That's the question could the matir... So that you could learn, like, is the matir the katsira or is the matir the hava? So something like that. Right? But the question is, how do you define that? The Rambam has by the kol tvua she shrusha kodem hakravas omer, right? Now it's a matos achilim misha karav omer. Rambam holds it goes by the bringing, not by the cutting. But what's that question in the Rambam? If you learn again, you don't have to learn the Rambam this way. But assuming you learn that it's a matir, it's a simpler way to learn the pshat of the thing. The omer is matir. I mean, it sounds like in the Mishnah. I mean, it's certainly a simpler way to learn. So if you say there's the conceptual problem we dealt with before, but let's say you buy it. So saying is it's a matir, so the omer is matir, anything which takes root before you do it. Question is, what about if the thing takes root in between the cutting and the bringing? So is it a matir? So what would you say? On the surface, you go by the krava because that's the matir. When's a mutter? In fact, it's not mutter when you got it. It's not mutter. It's matir when you bring it. So the matir is akravas omer. The matir is akravas omer. So if that's the case, then it makes sense that if as long as the thing is caught, as long as the thing is it takes root before you bring the carbon omer, then it should be a matir. Right? Who cares whether it takes root after the cutting? Why is that relevant? Okay, so maybe it's simple. What is the matir? In the carbon, you have two things. You have the there's like a process of the Gavos Omer. The process of the Gavos Omer begins with the Katsira. Katsira is not like an independent mitzvah of a Maisa Katsira. That's part of the Gavos Omer. You cut it and bring it. Cut it at night, bring it during the day. Okay? If you don't cut it at night, you cut it during the day. It's one process, which is a mitzvah on Tazayin, which just has two parts. It's all part of the process of the Karbon Omer. The kiyam of the carbon is the hava. And that's the culmination of the thing. Katsira is the method, the means of getting to the hava. So it's part of the process. But the key, the real key magarban is the hava. The katsira is just like a part of the process, part of the mitzvah. So the question is, what's the matir? Is the matir the kiyam l'hakadosh, right? Or do you say the matir is the process, the vodas omer? And the process has a few parts. Begins the katsira, and then it culminates in a grava. So if the thing takes root in the middle of it, you can't say the process is a matir because it really wasn't around for the beginning of the process. But if you say that the process is the kiyam of the omer, so as long as it's around for the kiyam of the omer, for the kiyam garban, for the which is hava, then it's okay, then it's matir. Perhaps you go further than that. I don't know what that would be contingent upon, but I'm just defining the question. You know, you say the Omer is the Matir, Kodon Omer, you look at the Omer as the Kiyum Karbon, which is ultimately, that's when it's a Matir. That's my point, is that, in fact, it's not Mutter until the look at the Kodon Karaba, but you could look at it because the Maisa of bringing it itself, the Maisa Hava'a, is the Kiyum Matir, but you could say, no, it's the whole process, it's a Kravas Karbon. It's true, it's at the end of it, but that's because that's the culmination of the process, but it's the whole process, which is the Matir. Right, but the idea of just limiting it to the Maisa Krava itself, because that's really the Kiyum Karban. You could look at everything else as just forerunners to the Krava, but that's really the real essence of the Karban. One last thing I wanted to take up in this part of the Sugya is the question about how the Rambam's going to learn, because the Rav deduced this position from Rashi based upon the case of Shlesh, because there was the main difference in Rambam and Rashi. We're saying is that according to Rashi, there's no Isser Chadash until the thing is a Shlesh, until it has a Shem Tevuah. Okay? According to the Rambam, no, the Isser Chadash is before Shlesh. Right? Before Shlesh. The Isser Chadash is once it's Tevuah, once it's edible. I'm sorry, once it's edible. So the question, where did Rashi get it from? So the answer is Rashi got it from a Gemara. Because the Gemara had a case, if you have Tevuah, which grows a third, then you uproot it. Okay? Then you uproot it. Now it's the mutter of the Omer Matir. Right? How's the Gemara's case on that? Let me just get the case. So the Gemara's case says it's... Shibol Shevi Ashlesh Kodim Omer. So it grows a third before the Omer. It's on some of the Tassim days. And in Achos of the Akra, and you uprooted Vishasla Lachomer, and you replant it after the Omer. Okay, so it grows a third before the Omer. The Omer is Matir. Now you uproot it, and you replant it. And now it grows more. Mahu Basar Iker is Linan, Vishari Omer. Do you say you go by the essence, the Iker, and the Omer is Matir it? But Doma Basar Tosefas is Linan. Or do you go by the addition, Vachi Omer Rabba? It's not Mutter until you bring next year's Omer. Because it grew newly, is newly planted and grown after the Omer. So you'll say, now that's Chadash. So the Tosefes really is Chadash. But the Iker of the thing is really already underway the process of the Matir. Right? So the question is that's fine. You can see that question. Right? Do you go with Iker or whatever? Whatever that question is exactly. But why do you have to say that it grew a third before the Omer? It should have just been if you planted it in Hoshosh, it takes root before the Omer. Because if it takes root before the Omer, so then the thing also should be matir. Right? So Rashi says, no, because there's no matir. It doesn't matir something unless it grew a third. And that's what Rashi says. That v'lomahani omer l'mishya. Says, l'hachi nakat shlesh, t'chashu gemar pri. V'dayin su gemar pri, d'imakami achi yakra, because if you're pretty before, and havi k'shachas ma'alma, v'lomahani omer l'mishya. So then it's just shachas. No one won't be matir. So he says is, that it means because the Omer isn't Matir, the thing, right? It's only Matir, something which is already a Shlesh. Right? So he means that if the thing wasn't a Shlesh, so then if you uproot it before it reaches a Shlesh, 1 second, he'll say that if it's not a Shlesh, the Omer is not Matir. It's the only reason why it's Mutter is because now it's Tevuah Yishana. So he says it's old Tevuah, right? But he says if you uprooted it before it's a Shlesh, so it never really realized, it was never realized as Tevuah. So then you uproot it and then you replant it, it's like a new planting. So now it's going to be Chadash. Right? In other words, if the thing is already a shlesh, then the omer is matir, then it has a shame atar. So once it's a shame atar, that's it. Now you could have a chikiv, then you have a question. But before that, he's holding there, it's true, it's mutar if it already took root, but the nature of the reason why it's mutar is because now it's second year growth. Second year growth. But if you uproot it before it gets to shlesh, and then you replant it, so it's not second year growth, it's a new planting. So it's not, there's nothing to tag on to. It's not second year. The first year one never realized, it was never realized. It just stopped it prematurely. Now you replanted it, so now it's not, it doesn't, it's no longer associated with last year, it's associated with this year, it's a new planting. Right? But if you were to learn that the matir, that the isser was right away and the matir was right away, right? So then why do you need to have a case where it grew a shlesh? Just say that the omer was matiret. So even if it didn't grow a shlesh, omer was matiret. Right? So that's why Rashi had to say that the only time the omer is matiret is if it's a shlesh. If it's not a shlesh, the omer isn't matiret. Omer doesn't work on it. Right? So that's fine according to Rashi. But the Rambam doesn't learn that that it has to be a shlesh. The Rambam seems to learn that the omer is matir anything. So the omer is matir anything, so why, according to Rambam, do you need to have the case where it grew a shlesh? Just say, the case is it grows a little bit, you plant it, the omer is matir it, and then you pull it out and replant it. So do you say that, that the matir will still exist, because you already matir it, or do you say go away to Sefas? So that's what I'm going to learn that question. Why is it limiting it to shlesh? And the Rambam has that case. The Rambam has the case. He says, "Lechein shibolish hev yesh shlesh mifnei omer." So if it grows a shlesh before the omer, v'akra and you uproot v'shasla achashikar v'omer, then you replant it after it comes the omer v'osifa, and it adds to it. It adds. How is this safek into yasur and adds to safas? Do you say it's also because of the safas that jiav yom haba until next year? Oh, tiloti yasur shahar yeshrisha comes the omer. Or you say no, it's not asur because it took root before the omer. So he says because it took root before the omer. So he said because it wrote a shlesh before the omer. We got this. Let's think about Rashi. I mean, let's review that. You're asking a good question. Question: why, according to Rashi, has to say that you uprooted before the omer and then you replanted after the omer? Why can't you just uproot after the omer? Rashi makes a point that you're uprooting before and then putting it after. So let's revisit this case, according to Rashi, and then figure out how the Rambam's going to learn this case. Okay, it's like kind of complicated case. So let's see if we can try to work it out according to each of them. Right. And then maybe look at how the Rav explains it. The Rav explains it a little bit also. So again, there's no share tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Hopefully we'll finish this Thursday.